counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It is the Earshot 20. Welcome to another exciting countdown. Would you call it exciting, Brian?
There's lots of new stuff today.
See? It's exciting. It's already exciting. We haven't even started doing it yet. It's Earshot 20. Every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out the charts and everything at that website. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find, the full gamut, if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All kinds of goodies. You can also find us online, earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do it. You send us an email, we get you an interview, plus we will spin something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. Maybe we'd be lucky sometime someone would email us and they would want us to debut something for them. Remember when Clinton used to do that?
Yeah.
A local local St. John, New Brunswick artist. If you're not familiar, we do record and broadcast this show live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John. Then we send out for syndication. But a local artist of St. John, New Brunswick, Clinton Charlton, used to do a project where he would release a new song every month and we would get to debut it. It was beautiful.
It was fun.
I'm gonna get him on it again. I wonder if there's any of that going. What we should do is a challenge across Canada. No?
What kind of challenge?
Never mind. You're not in it anymore. You're out. I'm finding somebody else. Okay, we're gonna have the countdown, of course, top 20, and as Brian alluded to, there's some movement on the charts. Not a new number one. But I'm feeling like that number one could be displaced with a high debut this week on the charts.
Maybe, hard to say. But yeah, lots of new stuff in the charts this week. We have 3 debuts within the top 20. Lots of debuts below the top 20. And a couple of albums that are moving from below the top 20 into the top 20 for the first time this week. So all kinds of new music coming your way as well as some...
As long as Godzilla doesn't break into
the top. As long as some mainstays that have been at the top of the charts here for a little while, about 7 weeks running for our number one. But the Pack AD were 10 weeks setting the new record before that. So maybe
he's got a record
will displace
to break.
Mac DeMarco. Maybe Mac DeMarco will break the Pack AD's new record.
He's got a record to break. That would be quite impressive. But lots of good stuff coming into the charts this week.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start the countdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
Coming into the program at number 20 up from 42 is Harlan Pepper. They have a new record out on Six Shooter Records called Take Out a 20 and Live Life to the Fullest. You're going to hear a track called Allison. Following that, Une Canadienne Errant by Whitehorse from their new Ephemera Songs Repair EP at number 19, falling from number 14 and number 18. Debuting in that spot is the new record from Justin Rutledge called Daredevil, and you're going to hear a track called Thugs.
Hopefully this one doesn't make you sneeze. It's Harlan Pepper, Allison, your number 20 this week on the Earshot 20.
Close my eyes, helps
number 19.
Shot 20. Number 18.
Cats in different orbs.
he's furious, seems he's never neither. I do the rolling, you do the details.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Thugs by Justin Rutledge. Debuting is his new record, Daredevil, at number 18 this week. At number 19, down from 14, was White Horse from Ephemeris. Sans Repair was Un Canadien Errant. And starting off that set of music, starting off the program, was Allison by Harlan Pepper. His new record's called Take Out a 20 and Lived Life to the Fullest. And it's all the way up from number 42.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's national countdown show, Earshot 20. And I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. Next week, I'll be out. Sad days. So you're going to run solo?
Big party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big party here. I'm inviting everyone to join me, the whole audience.
I think you're going to get all kinds of interviews that I would never get. And people are going to be like, thank God Anthony's gone. I'll do an interview now. Everybody, people have been
still. Now all the news is out.
People be standing me up. Even Steven knows. He's excited. new person to work with next week. You're going to hear from Steven coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to kick things off with your entertainment news. Some sad news to start, but things pick up. And we're talking about, just to give you a preview, lead singer from Sum 41 struggling with an addiction to alcohol and his battle with that. So that's what's coming up in the entertainment news. But first, we've got some more music to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
And speaking of Exclaim, it might be apt of us to welcome potentially some new listeners to the program. You might be listening for the first time because our ad in Exclaim Magazine is out this month.
Right.
Talking about the program and also that Steven's on the program. So really great to be able to work that out with Exclaim Magazine.
Great partnership. And thank you very much to Steven every week for joining us. And yes, if you are a new listener, thank you for tuning in and catching this program. We hope you enjoy it every week. Some weeks are better than others because sometimes I'm on and sometimes I'm not. Brian's always on,
always
though.
Always on. At number 17, debuting that spot is Toon Yards. Her new record is called Nicky Knack, and you're going to hear a track called Time of Dark. And back into the program, up from number 23 to number 16, is Language Arts from Wonderkind, a track called More Than Amazing.
Do you remember the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, yes, I know of this film.
That's what Toon Yards reminds me of.
I don't understand.
A yard full of tunes.
Oh, okay.
No?
I don't know. I never really watched that movie. I just know of it.
It was one of my favorites of all time. Here it is, your number 17 this week, Time of Dark, Toon Yards. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was More Than Amazing by Language Arts. Their record, One or Kind, back into the program at but number 16 from number 23. And debuting at number 17 this week is Lays from Toon Yards called Nicky Knack. And the track starting off that set of music was one of theirs called Time of Dark.
Two more to bring you before we cut to the entertainment news. We were talking about that just a few minutes ago. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Brian's going to let you know now what is coming up next.
Debuting at number 50 last week, skyrocketing up to number 15 is the latest EP from John McKeel, self-titled EP. And here's a track called Tropical Depression.
Once in a while, I get things right. Once every few moons, I am right on each mistake that I've made. Song and dance, but not like the last one. Make us remember we're under the sun. To count out all our blessings and look up at the surrounding. Leave all your troubles.
Number 14.
I don't believe.
That was You Got Caught by Kevin Drew at number 14. Falling for number 10 is his newest album called Darlings. And at number 15, from number 50, was John McKeel, his new EP, self-titled, and a track called Tropical Depression.
It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we do it every week. And you know that. You've been listening every week, I'm sure. If you haven't, you've missed a few weeks. That's okay. We're catching up now, taking a break from the charts. And Stephen Karlik is on the phone. We're chatting about entertainment news. And he joins us from the Big T.O. in the Exclaim newsroom. And if you haven't been there, I hear it's quite a happening spot.
It's furnished entirely with diamonds.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Some of this news also diamond worthy. We'll kick things off and start talking about Sum 41.
Some sad news. Let's get it out of the way first. Sum 41 have been quiet since their tour with Billy Talent last year, and it now appears that's because Derek Whibley, the frontman for the band, has issued a statement revealing he's been hospitalized due to excessive drinking. He shared a blog post last Friday, May 16th, on his website, revealing that he'd been in the hospital for the past month. The apparent result was drinking hard every day, he said, which made him sick for several weeks leading up to the hospitalization. The tipping point came for Whibley when he was drinking at home and preparing to watch a movie. When he collapsed unconscious, his fiancée took him to the hospital where they found that his liver and kidneys had collapsed. But Whibley is taking it the right way, it sounds. He said, quote, "It scared me straight. I finally realized I can't drink anymore. If I have one drink, the docs say I will die. I'm not preaching or anything, but just always drink responsibly." What's more, he says that he also, quote, has his passion and inspiration back for writing music and is looking forward to writing a new album and touring. You can see photos of him in the hospital on his blog. They are a little bit scary, if you have a weak stomach, beware. But very real stuff from the Sum 41 frontman.
Well, and a great message to come from a celebrity type to caution people on making sure that they do drink responsibly, because it is a reality that you can fall into the trap.
Indeed.
All right. Well, move on from that and chat a little bit about, guess who? Jack White.
Yes, it's the Jack White section of the show.
Yeah.
We said before, he's a newsworthy fella. So he is on he's going to be in the new issue of Rolling Stone. And the former White Stripes hero opened up about a couple of failed collaborations that might have been with big-name rappers. Back in 2010, White and Jay-Z collaborated on a track, with Hova apparently adding rhymes to a piece that the Third Man Records boss had kicking around. They recorded more material, but sadly the songs remain unfinished. White has said, quote, "I'm not sure he liked them," which is too bad, but maybe they'll appear in some form at some point. White was also supposed to work with Kanye West on 2013's Yeezus, but apparently Kanye West, he asked White to help, but never followed up on the request, possibly because Kanye West had a million ideas for that record, and at the last minute it didn't fit the theme. So who knows, maybe that will still come to surface. But White did talk about the Yeezus tour and said he was a huge fan. Quote, "That might have been the greatest show I've seen in my life," he said. "It was more punk, more in your face than anything I've seen." And anyone who was lucky enough to catch the Yeezus tour should likely agree it was quite a visual and musical spectacle.
Well, good for Jack White for I feel like he's taking the high road there and not being too put off. I find that seems to me like a weird combination. Jay-Z and working with Jay-Z and Kanye West. I don't know. But then again, he's a weird dude, and he works with a lot of different artists.
Cool ideas. Maybe they didn't come out as cool when they were exercised.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. We're getting some new stuff from Jack White too. So Jack White fans won't be disappointed. They'll be in love with his new album. Okay. We'll move on now and talk about Cold Specs. They've got a new LP on the way.
Yeah, Cold Specs, also known as singer-songwriter Al Specs, put herself on the map with her doom soul album, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, in 2012. It was shortlisted for the 2013 Polaris Prize, and she's now announced that she will release a second album, on August 26th, called Neuroplasticity. It'll be out via Arts and Crafts and Mute Records. It was written in the UK, in the Somerset region, with songs shaping up as Specs was reflecting on the busy tour schedule she undertook for her last album. It was recorded in Montreal's Hotel Two Tango and Toronto's Revolution Recording Studios with producer Jim Anderson. And it includes first single Absisto, which you can hear online right now. And she's going to go on a tour as well right now, dates scheduled in and around Ontario, but surely more to come. So that's one to look out for.
Well, very cool. And you can look forward to that and check it out on the website. It's exclaim.ca. I know people will be waiting and waiting for more of this great entertainment news we have. And that'll be coming up in the second hour of the program. So, Stephen, we'll get you to hang on until then. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here is Despicable Animal by Wyoke. They're at number 13, Dan from number 9, and their record, Shriek.
Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 12.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was at number 11, up from number 13, Gord Downie and the Sadies with The Conquering Sun, and a track called It Didn't Start to Break My Heart Until the Afternoon. Before that, you heard Encrypted Bounce by the OCs. Their latest is called Drop. It's into the program at number 12, all the way up for number 31. And dropping a Fuse Boss, number 13, down for number 9 was Y Oak from the album Shriek. Kicking off that set was a track called Despicable Animal.
Despicable Animal. You are a despicable animal. We do this radio show. All right, that is the first 10 complete. Imagine that, already. It seems like it hasn't even been an hour. But of course it has, because it's the first hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is in studio and with me, and we're counting down the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. If you're not familiar with the website, go check it out. Lots of great stuff there for you. And a little bit about this program. We do this countdown every week out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You can also find us online a couple of other ways. You can download the show from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Coming up in the next hour of the program, you've got your top 10, plus Stephen Karlick joins us again, and Brian's got your lowdown. And Brian, I would wager, and I don't know if I'm correct on this, because I might be wrong, but would the first song or first album in the next hour of the program, is that our highest debut we've ever had in terms of just entering the charts, or have we had higher?
No, I think we had higher.
Yeah.
Even recently, but it's a high debut.
Just 10, yeah, to come right into the charts at number 10.
It's a pretty big debut.
Yeah. It's a treat. You'll find out what it is coming up in just a few minutes, so stick around. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.